You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
We'll take a glass together, and we will lift it to the good life. And as we're lifting it, we will most sincerely say, we'll take a glass together!
This is Equity One, Broadway's happy hour.
Pour yourself a drink and join us as we chat about life, theater, and everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey. Join us for your Equity One.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
You a ho.
Oh, my God.
See what I did there?
Hi, Caleb.
Hi, Elliot. Wow, it's been so long.
Oh, my God. And hello, you listening.
You're looking great today as well.
You look gorge.
Did you get your hair done?
It's been a while.
You know, just a trim up.
Caleb, we are back
for season three
of Equity One.
Slap me thrice and hand me to my mama.
Oh my God.
No.
It's Christmas. I'm not going to slap you.
I can't believe it's season three though.
Oh my God. It's crazy. Like we've taken a little break. We've taken a little hiatus. We've been busy.
Sabbatical. Yeah.
So, and you know, we love doing this podcast, but she's a lot of work. She's hard to schedule.
But we're here. We're making it happen.
Here we are. You are listening to this, if you're listening to it right when we release it, honey, it is Christmas Eve.
It's a Christmas special.
It's a Christmas miracle. Here we are. We're back. Did you Christmas us? Because we missed you.
Very much miss.
Caleb, how have you been?
I've been wonderful. I was already getting into the Christmas spirit. I was out in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
Performing with the Omaha Symphony.
Lovely.
You know, nothing gets you in the spirit than like 70 pieces backing you up as you jingling-a-ling.
Amazing.
It's so much fun. Parker Essie was the director choreographer. And
we love Parker.
A dream.
He's great.
6'5".
He's very tall.
Very tall. Just a man of pure talent.
Ugh, and Christmas. What a joy.
Yeah, it was so much fun. They had these cool costumes that are like kind of Julie Taymor.
Oh, she was a puppet?
Yeah, puppeteer. Like for reindeer that are like way up over your head. It's very like Lion King-y.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
That's very fun.
Yeah,
I know that when you were in Omaha, you watched some TV, some television.
I did. Well, it just made
Give me the highlights.
One channel was HGTV because I feel like I don't have time when I'm here in the city, but, you know, I vegged out and just watched HGTV and yelled at it because they didn't have the budget. They didn't give Hillary the budget to
they
renovate.
Never have the budget. First of all, we are definitely going to disagree because I literally always think they should list it. Always.
Oh, yeah, because the new house, the one that David gets them is always better.
Yeah, it always gives them exactly what they want. And these people are always like, yeah, we have a two-bedroom condo. We want a ranch with a pool, and we need 6 bedrooms. But we're going to love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, no. You need to list it. You got to go.
And I saw my first list. It took, like, forever, but, like,
they exist.
Thank God they listed because they weren't going to be able to live in the house.
They need to list. I think they always should list.
And if you don't go for the open concept, what are you going for?
Nothing. Honey, open concept is the now. I'm looking forward to, like, in 20 years... when we watch HGTV and they're like, ugh, I just don't like the open concept anymore. I want everything separate. Like, when separate rooms come back in style.
Yeah, and popcorn ceilings. Like, when is that going to come back? We actually sponged our ceiling when I was a kid, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, patterns.
Yes, like a color?
No, I think it was just white on white. But like,
just to give it a little more dimension?
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know, like, why we did that, but
I could get into it.
Yeah. So, no, it was a lovely vacation in Omaha.
I've been watching cable now, too, because Michael, my boyfriend, moved in.
Oh!
And so, we've been, like, making it, like, the house our home, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's very nice. But he's a big cable person. He needed his TV. He needs his Bravo. So, we are trying out, a cable subscription app.
Oh, not Spectrum.
No, I've never had Spectrum. Oh. I've never been that girl. I'm a Fios girl myself.
Stick with Fios.
I'm a Fios girl myself. But we love it, and so I've been watching a lot of TV, and it's been really fun.
Okay, any, like, surprise shows that you've fallen in love with?
Not surprises. I've always loved The Housewives, but I, not having cable, I kind of fell off the wagon.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So we're back on The Housewives. I really love Below Deck on Bravo, Below Deck.
Isn't that the, like, Downton Abbey, but, like, on a boat?
Below Deck is, like, it's watching them, like, work on a boat. On a yacht.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it the same yacht, or is it a new yacht every time?
It's the same... Some of the characters are the same. A lot of times they're different yachts.
Hmm.
But they, like, charter yachts specifically. It's very interesting.
A yacht. I haven't been on a yacht in a while.
I don't know that I've ever been on one.
I think I, like...
I probably have. I don't know. What? I'm not fancy.
I don't think I've ever been, like, on a yacht. But I've probably been on, like, a fancy boat.
I've been in a lovely boat. Like, a nice boat.
A nice boat. Like, this is a nice boat.
This is a nice boat. Yeah.
What do you like? Nice, what do you polish your boat with? Like, it's so shiny.
Do you use boat polish?
Boat polish.
Is that a thing?
I assume so.
Probably. You gotta keep it shiny.
We are having this lovely cocktail.
Lovely.
Talking about polish. These polish me off. Beautiful. With this.
They're beautiful. So Caleb sent me a text today that was like holiday sangria, and then sent a recipe, and then I was like, bitch, I made that sangria last week.
Woo! So we know it's good.
We're on the same page.
But it has cranberries, apples, rosemary,
mm-hmm.
And it's a white sangria.
Yeah, so it's Pinot Grigio and a sparkling apple cider. It's lovely.
It's lovely, very it's lovely. It's
really nice.
But underneath the...
oh my gosh, so...
Christmas sangria is...
I bought some brand new coasters that are made by our friend Jeff Kerr. And he has a lovely business called Broadway Max. And it's macrame, honey. Macrame potholders. They're beautiful.
They are delightful. I really love them.
We'll post a picture in our story on Equity One Podcast on
This
Instagram.
Would be a great gift for, like, anyone.
They are. So you can check him out on Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we are enjoying, of course, a lovely cocktail by the fire. We have our television fire on. It's my favorite. Listen to that crackle.
Oh, chestnuts popping on a roasting fire.
Delicious. Hey. I love it. So, Caleb, how has your time been in our hiatus?
In our hiatus? I feel like I've been traveling a lot and reading a lot. Guess what? I finished all my books for 2018. I read 22. It was supposed to be 22 or 21.
22, something like that. You read a lot.
I read a lot of books. I went and visited you in D.C.
Yes.
That was a blast.
Came up to see Beetlejuice.
It was delightful. I'm trying to think what else I've done in my little hiatus. It goes by so fast. I feel like
really
we were just in this exact same spot a few months ago talking with Tom Sesma.
But it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. But, you know, it's hard scheduling. I was away for a lot of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I went back home to Kentucky. Traveled a lot. Then came home and started working on Beetlejuice. And now I'm back home for the holidays. It's lovely.
What are you doing for the holidays?
So I'm going home. When you're listening to this, I will be home in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
With my family, which will be really nice. I haven't been home for the holidays in a few years. And so I'm excited to get home. So we'll just have our normal Christmas, you know, with my whole mom's side of the family. It's lovely. It's a really fun day. And then for New Year's, I'm going to Fort Lauderdale with my family and Michael. So it's going to be so nice.
I need a lot of sun.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. What about you?
When this podcast releases, I will be home in Ohio on the farm with Cole. We'll be there with my whole family. But my mom... Instead of doing, like, Secret Santa between the kids, she said that everyone has to make their gift this year.
Oh, that's fun.
It has to be homemade.
So I love homemade gifts.
So we thought I was going to do a terrarium and, like, put, like, little, like, cows and stuff and, like, some nice, one of those plants that you don't have to water.
A succulent?
A succulent, you know. Mm-hmm. My millennial self. I can't believe I forgot that word. Those plants you don't have to water. But I thought I was going to make that, like, make it really cute and trendy with, like, little people. But I decided on a different gift. And this is the release.
Now, I don't know what this is. Caleb is revealing this to me right now.
And here it is. We have a chip and dip bowl that I hand-painted myself. It's this lovely, like, speckled red on the outside.
It's really, really cute.
And on the inside, we have a chicken, hand-painted. A sleepy cow. I was really worried.
Huge nipples.
Yeah. I was worried the udder was
black. I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
No, that's the hoof in the back. It's like, oh. That's the hoof. Like, do you see how the hoof?
Yes, I do. I do.
And then we have a black cat. That's his name is Louie. We have a
Louie the cat.
Louie the cat. And this is Patty the dog. And if you actually know the dog, like mm-hmm. that kind of looks like him. And then in the dip section, this is a manure pile where all the poop goes from the fields.
I love it. You put a bean dip in there and you're set.
Exactly. It's going to be...
That is so cute.
I don't know who in my family is getting it because it'll be like a pull from a hat kind of deal.
That's going to be a hot item.
But I'm going to maybe... I might attempt to make salsa. I don't know. That might be too homemade for me.
So I feel like salsa is pretty... You could easily make that.
Yeah, we have a ninja blender.
You can also make guac. Is so easy to make. Guac.
Yeah, I do make great guac. Great guac.
Great guac.
My secret? Sugar.
Escondalo. Mm-hmm. Not on Whole 30, it ain't.
No. But I don't think I'm going to make homemade chips. I think homemade chips might be too much.
That's really, really cute. I love that.
Thank you. I love how it turned out. I was worried with the glaze. It's like a kind of nice wet look to it.
It looks really good. It doesn't like, it doesn't ruin any of the look. You can really see clearly what everything is. Uh-huh. But it really makes it look polished and fun.
It makes it look like
it's very bright.
A Pottery Barn. I think like I would pay maybe like $60 for this if I...
Sure. Maybe, yeah. Like, I would pay a sum of money.
An artsy...
For that.
sum of money. An artsy art shop in Hudson River Valley. You know, like you're upstate for the
weekend. I don't know if I would pay $60.
Would you pay $62?
$58.
Plus tax. Sorry, New York State tax.
No tax. This is homemade. Cash only transaction.
Oh.
This is $10.99.
Speaking...
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Of shops, we have something very exciting about shops that you can buy.
That's because you know you're crazy Christmas shopping. Hopefully you've got it done by now. But I know I have been, and we all know how much I love merchandise.
Love merchandise.
I have a whole segment. Mm-hmm.
You do have a whole segment?
Yeah, I do. It's called Merch Madness. So we thought, what better way to kick off the new year than with our very own Equity One merchandise?
Oh my God! I'm so excited.
It's dreams coming true. Uh-huh. So Caleb and I, we have hand curated our own little merchandise shop.
It's gorgeous. I want every single piece.
It's all really cute. We have everything from glasses and flasks.
To shirts and stickers.
Tote bags. You name it. We've got it. And we are really excited. And for every item you buy, a little bit of it goes to help us cover costs for the podcast.
And that's like studio, snacks.
Our SoundCloud membership.
Yeah.
Little things. We didn't, it's not nothing crazy, but we just thought it'd be a fun way to get support from you guys for the podcast. And also, you get some sweet fucking merch.
And so when you're walking, you say, oh, this shirt, it's just a podcast that I love.
Yeah, so you can spread the love. People will be like, "What's that lovely shirt?" And you can be like, "Let me tell you."
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just grab their phones and subscribe on iTunes,
and then rate it for them.
Just grab it, and then you rate it 5 stars immediately. So
run down the platform a little bit, and then throw their phone. At them.
but do it gently so that they can listen to the podcast.
Sure.
So you can find that merchandise online at cafepress.com/equityone. It's that
so
simple.
Easy. Cafe Press.
Cafepress.com/equityone. It's really exciting. I'm really excited to get some merch, Queen.
I think I'm going to buy some right now.
Oh my God. I think you should. Okay. I'm going to. Awesome. I know I'm going to be buying my merch.
Okay.
So yeah. But we're very excited for what we have coming up in the new year.
We have some great guest artists.
Great people lined up. Really exciting.
I'm really excited.
And we know we're going to get even more great, great interviews with incredible people
mm-hmm.
to send out to you guys.
So please stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. You can follow us on social media at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.
And on Twitter at @Equity1_.
Yes, and as a Christmas gift to us, please, we're just asking if you've enjoyed the podcast this year, if it's brought you joy, if you think other people would like it, please give us a nice rating and review on iTunes. 5 stars if you'd be so inclined.
Pew, 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 pew.
Because it helps other people find the podcast that might be interested in it, and we would really, really appreciate that. It helps us more than you know, and it only takes a few seconds. So we'd really appreciate that if you would give us a little rating and review on iTunes as our Christmas gift.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So generous.
So nice of you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for just tuning in.
Being here, yeah.
To us. We're very thankful for you, and we've had a lot of fun hanging out and drinking with you mm-hmm. this year.
Here is to 2018 and to an even greater 2019.
Yes. Until next time. Until next year.
Oh my gosh.
Cheers. Cheers.
It's turkey, turkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's turkey, turkey time. He's really home to stay, never more to roam. Let us make a wish, and may all our wishes come true. A snowy, blowy Christmas, a mistletoe-y Christmas, a turkey, turkey Christmas to you. A turkey, turkey Christmas to you. It's Goosey, Goosey time. She was a gadabout, but it's Goosey Goosey time, her time is
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.